The start order is 1-7-4-2-3-9-8-5.
The Extra Lap RC Podcast.
Good evening and welcome to the Extra Lap Podcast. This evening, we have more than just me and Jerry. So no one has to listen to just me and Jerry. Tonight, we have the newest X-Ray superstar in the UK. Well, he thinks he is. Ryan Clark. How are you, Ryan?
I'm very well. Very well. It's a very, very accurate description you gave there as well, Martin. So thank you very much for that.
It's all right, mate. I've seen you racing. Going well. It's been a good move so far. So
Newcastle syndrome. Don't count. First few weeks are like that. It's like when you get married. It's the first few weeks are a-okay, and then it all goes downhill from there.
Well, let's hope not.
No, that's not.
And you are racing indoors. Doesn't count, Ryan. Really, it doesn't.
Okay. Well,
worksop does. It's slippery.
Yeah, worksop counts as indoor, but that fuzzy carpet thing that's just supposed to be for touring cars doesn't work.
Oh. I know. Keeps your thumbs warm, though, doesn't it? Keeps your thumbs warm.
Nothing like being a winter carpet master.
But no, it has. It's gone very well, to be fair, from changing. It's been a bit of a whirlwind. Had cars to build very, very quickly and be ready and no time to practice or run them or anything. It was just straight into meetings, really. So, yeah, it was good. It was good.
Let's throw you under the bus. Why the change? Tell the world.
The two people who listen. It was an opportunity to be involved with something more than just a driver, which was probably the biggest thing for me. I think all of the cars are good on the market now. I do. I think certain people more than others and vice versa. But it was the chance to try and basically help grow something. And I've said this since I started racing. I think we should try to see more brands racing. And if I can do a little bit to try and help grow one, then that was it. It was a big thing for me. It was a big thing. And I would still like to see more brands. You know, like we're starting to see S-Works starting to grow a little bit now here in the UK as well, which is good. You know, I just think the more brands you have running, the better. So nothing to do with the cars. I didn't fall out with anybody. If anything, it was the reverse to that. The decision to move was made so much harder because of how well I got on with everybody at Schumacher, even Joey.
I was going to say, what, even Joey?
And that
he
was
knows
probably,
he loves me.
I do. And I think that was the hardest part. And to be honest, the move would have been probably done a little bit earlier. If that wasn't playing on my mind, you know, I went racing last year and I was with all my mates, pitting with all my mates, racing the same cars as all my mates. And that was probably the hardest thing to kind of get my head around making the move. There was never a doubt that the cars were going to be good because we put enough time in to make sure they are good. So that was never a concern. And I probably would not have left. Like just to go and be a driver somewhere else. You know, there was a couple of offers, some other companies there to go and just drive, but it was the whole, you know, to try and help grow something and be a part of, you know, like a team manager type role, which was what I was really interested in. So that's the long and short of why. I'm sure some people might have wanted more drama than that, but it was, you know, there was no fallings out or anything like that. It was just, why not make a change, have a try? And I have to say thank you to Muzz and Robin and everybody at Schumacher. They were great. You know, it's not been awkward when we've gone to race meetings or anything like that. So that was another, on top of hoping that the new cars go well, because I knew I'd get absolutely battered off you lot if they didn't. I just didn't want it to be awkward at a race meeting either when, you know, I'm seeing, you know, everybody who I used to race with.
It's funny, I had this conversation with someone the other day and they were talking about drama with racing and people changing teams, but
yeah,
like no one really cares when you think about it. If you're a mate at racing, no, it doesn't matter who you drive for, they're still a mate. There's no
exactly.
one you know there's no one I don't speak to because they drive a different brand. Who cares? You know, it's
exactly.
You're there doing the same hobby, enjoying the same thing. So, you know, that's why you get on, not because you both drive an X-Ray or a Schumacher or anything. So what exactly is your role? What is your role? Are you team manager for the North, is it?
Yeah, so obviously Greg had obviously Brian Eldridge, who was basically taking care of everything on road and off road for X-Ray and for RC Disco, and they felt like they didn't really have a presence that far up north. You know, obviously Brian's based down south, and it was big for him to cover. Obviously, there wasn't that many races that he was attending up in the north for obvious reasons. So he just said, "Would you be interested in taking on that sort of team manager role for the north?" And that was, like I say, that's what sort of sparked the interest. And it's just, you know, it's relatively straightforward things. Okay, I organise, make sure that we all pit together. I organise that we share setups. I organise that we share, try and put things out about the cars, and then just do what I was doing, you know, when I was racing for Schumacher, is just helping anybody I can who was running that car. And it doesn't even have to be that car, if I'm honest. I'm happy to help anybody. Very similar. It's very similar to what I was, to what I kind of do with the LRP stuff. You know, if anybody's got any questions on that, they just send us a message and I answer them. It's pretty straightforward. But just getting little things, you know, like having a team chat for X-Ray in the north, you know, we share setups in there, speak about where people have been racing, what the results were, what they did to the cars, what do we think we need to get out of the cars. You know, nothing out of the ordinary what most teams have. It's just this time it's mine, and Greg's letting me have sort of free rein on going to do whatever I feel like we can do to try and help grow, which seems to be working so far. There's been a lot of new X-rays up here in the northeast, and I know there's been a lot of sold out of, especially out of MB at the moment as well. So, yeah, I think all parties seem to be happy.
It's all right. Matt Gill will have a new car in a week's time.
Yeah, another X-ray you need.
Crazy. I don't blame you for anything. It's, you know, it's a decent thing, and like I say, you're giving back, I suppose, to the community.
Yeah, you know, I just think with anything, if somebody's helping and supporting you, whether that be, you know, cars, chassis, electrics, whatever it might be, I think you have a duty to provide something back. And I think it sometimes gets missed a little bit in what we do and how we race. You know, if somebody, oh yeah, I drive for these, and then they don't do anything else to warrant that. If that makes sense. So I always like to feel like I'm giving something back, whether that be, you know, I'm not going to be going out there winning, you know, national A finals, you know, and let's be realistic, but if I can do anything to try and help, then I will. So yeah, that's been the short of it. It was a bit of a whirlwind sort of, a whirlwind change really. And it happened quite quickly once I made my mind up. Obviously, I called Muzz and spoke to Muzz. And then it was a case of, right, well, I'm going to need cars here, ASAP, really, because I had works up in like 2 weeks, pretty much. Which was obviously the first meeting, which we were all at, which was nice. It was good to see everyone again, because there was a little break after sort of end of season finals, wasn't there, where there wasn't anything happening. There wasn't really anybody racing outdoors. There wasn't really anybody racing indoors yet. So I had like sort of three or four weeks off before going to work. So,
well, didn't you two go to the Worlds? Oh no, you weren't there, were you?
No, unfortunately. I watched it though. I watched it. Seen
Me
some
too. I watched
see,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I watched you in a driver's meeting getting recorded. That was quite fun.
I enjoyed that. It was great. I mean, lucky I didn't, you know, tell the world what I thought of you.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time, mate.
Exactly. That's good. Now, and you know, you looked good at workshop. You looked comfortable with the cars. They suited you straight off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've been nervous. Like, I was nervous going into workshop, thinking, I know every man there, especially you lot, are going to be watching to see how they go. And like I said earlier, if they go shit, you're going to be the first ones to tell us, and I'm going to get battered.
Double B final, isn't it?
Yeah. I had a couple of B finals last year, but only I made one in each class, I think. But I've had the first round of two wheel, drove it round and come off and Muzz said, oh yeah, 11 in round. And I'm like, whoa. I've never had a low round score in two wheel, four wheel I have, but never in two wheel. So that was cool. And the cars were pretty close, but I think it was, I needed a little bit more time on them to get them where I wanted them. They were a little bit sort of just a bit too locked in, need to free them up a bit. But I think that was most brands that day. I think that workshop day was very strange. It was like no workshop we've done before. It was really warm outside. It was really warm inside. The floor had just been cleaned. There was just so much traction. And it was very different.
Those lines threw you off and all.
Oh, yeah, the new painted lines. That took some getting used to, didn't it?
Just a little bit.
Oh, I think it threw a lot of people. And then the new lines, the new lights inside, and then like traction like we've never had in there before.
The traction was very bizarre.
It was, wasn't it? Like, normally it doesn't get anywhere near that high, but it started that high. So I think we kind of, as us as X-Ray, we probably missed a bit on the setups because obviously Johnny had put setups out that he'd been running when he was, you know, there was only a few people could take anything to him at last year's series. So we all pretty much started on those setups, and then after practice it was quite apparent that we were a little bit off because the traction was just so different. So we all kind of went to work on the spanners, as I'm sure every other car and every other brand did there. So, but no, I was really pleased with it for my result, you know, sort of first time out with the cars and going really well. And then again, I had to build the carpet cars ready for Neem's first round, which was on Sunday. So I had to build those carpet cars. And I'd been away with work and stuff as well, so it was all just a bit manic, really. And if I'm honest, I was probably more nervous going into Neem, thinking, looking at the heat list, it was probably one of the most competitive entries that we've seen at Neem in terms of level of driver. And then carpet's not my favourite thing. I generally don't go very well on it either. So I was probably more nervous about that than I was workshop. And then we went into Neem on Sunday and it all went pretty good again. So again, cars were pretty good straight out the box. Few little changes here and there. And then we were pretty solid. It was a good day. Really good day.
Good. I have a question for you. Have you been helping your new teammate David Ronafolk yet?
Well, he's actually been on the phone today asking if he wants some setups. I said, I need a little bit more time, Davey, my boy. I'll get you something pulled together.
more importantly, has your number one team driver been in contact?
Which one? There's loads. They're all number one team drivers, man.
More importantly, you know, the one that gets selfies with Neil Crack at Nationals.
He has. Mr. Gibbo, he's been great. Really good, mate. He's been really good. Really, everyone's been really helpful. But and we have a good laugh and good banter. Like I say, it's no different to any other team. You know, everyone, there's characters in all teams.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, same thing. This weekend, I was expecting to get absolutely battered because if the cars weren't good, especially with having, you know, like Smithy was up and Thompson came up, Eugene, Pierce. So I knew if they didn't go well, I was gonna be getting some stick. But it was a lot of firsts. So first time out with the carpet cars, first time out on carpet this year, and first time on the new Fusion Slim tire as well. So it was a lot of just like firsts on the day. And to be honest, I think two wheel was I didn't have the right front tire, so I ran the Fusion Slim with the insert in, not glued down to the rim. Because after speaking to everybody, they were saying, you know, when you glue it down the rim, it's super aggressive. And to be honest, I didn't want anything too hard work to drive around with it being the first day out. So I opted for it with the insert in. And I was the fastest there that wasn't on a glued down Fusion, if that makes sense. Everybody else was pretty much running those. I qualified sixth behind Thompson and two wheel. So Ben, then Johnny, then Dan Pohl, I believe, then Ed Cullen, Thompson, me, and then Will Cullen, etc. behind. Yeah, and then we started and done all right, got up to fourth, and then I just cased a big jump off the back and dropped us back down to sixth where I finished. So, like I say, for next round, I'm definitely going to glue the Fusion Slim down to the rim with no insert. I think it's quite evident that it's faster.
Now, are we going to see them outdoors?
I don't think so. I think I don't think so. I think they're probably going to be a bit too aggressive. But
even Boulton, if they get a national?
Possibly, yeah. I think it's going to definitely another thing to test for sure. I don't expect that we'll see people running them glued down with no insert in. And no. Some people might run them with the insert. But yeah, I really liked it. Really liked the tyre. Definitely gave more steering than the normal cut stagger. And I think the Fusion Slim with the insert in probably give more about the same steering as like a stagger glued down to the rim.
Yeah.
And then obviously more steering again when you glued it without the insert and glued it down. But the big thing for me is obviously at Neem, you only get one set of rears for the day. And last year it was just murder in front tires. As obviously the rears were smoked by the end of the day, but you were having to go through two sets of fronts. Whereas with the Fusion Slim on, the balance was really nice, like the wore quite evenly, which was good. It was nice to not have that to think about as well. So yeah, that was two wheel, and like I say, it was really competitive, and there was some fast drivers who didn't make it into that A. So yeah, I was really pleased, and then four wheel went really good again. Again, guest on setup, and I had a rough first qualifier. I think I had a seven. I had two big crashes, and then I had a four. No, I didn't. I had a three, and then I had a two, and then I TQ'd the last round to start second. And we started the final. Johnny made a mistake on the first lap, and I got through, and I basically managed to park it on the line for 5 minutes to hold off Dan Pohl in Skidmore, which was a nice feeling, mate. A nice feeling to take a win with the new cars at a big meeting with a competitive field. So very pleased, very pleased.
Yeah, that's a cracking result. Cracking result. Obviously, Mr. Skidmore's jumping in cold water at golf courses has affected his brain. So he had to let you win.
That what it was. Yeah, I mean, both of those were quicker than me on a lap, but they both had some errors, and I just managed to stay on the line and hold my nerve, which was good. And all the boys were cheering for us, which was cool. So thanks for that, lads. It was good. Really good day. And then, just start now thinking I've got Neem again in, not this weekend, the following weekend, and then it's works out the weekend after. So just got some small things to change on the setup to see if we can get them a little bit better.
Nice.
No, it's been good.
What's your plans for next year then, racing-wise?
Well, nationals for sure, obviously. And then anything else I can fit in around those as well. But they'll take obviously the main priority.
Are you doing any EOS stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Dawn again. Okay. Really, really enjoyed that last year when we went. So I'm going to do that again for sure. And other than that, I'm not doing the MKGP. I am in the Middle East with work that week, and then it's Mother's Day on the Sunday. Yep. So there's just no chance. So, I mean, I don't get back from the Middle East until Friday, so I couldn't be down there doing it anyway. And then the whole Mother's Day thing was, yeah. So, no, I'll do that, but other than Neiman works up this winter, that'll be it. I say, I'll hopefully do Dawn in, I believe it's February. I think there's quite a few of the lads are trying to go over to that again. Really good last year. If anybody hasn't done one, I would recommend doing it, especially Dawn at the venue. It's amazing. It's essentially Centre Parks with a 3-day race meeting there. It is brilliant.
What about what about the Euros in Sweden? You thinking about that on carpet?
No, probably not, if I'm honest. Probably not. Just for me, Euros and getting a week off work is just like, it's just not practical, unfortunately.
Mate, I was going to arrange a place with a rowboat for you.
You've got a good track record of that, mate.
Apparently so, yeah.
Don't trust Martin with accommodation in Europe.
No, really don't.
I think personally Euro should be outdoors as well, but...
I agree. Yeah, no, I agree 100%.
But it's one of those that's been picked, so all the best drivers are going to be going, and the best drivers are still going to be the ones who make the A finals, aren't they? So it's,
yeah. It's a little bit strange. They got their warm-up race in like February, and then the actual Euros is in September. Bit of an odd one, but yeah.
Strange. But in terms of meetings for me, that, like I said, that'll be it. I think obviously nationals is a big thing. So as soon as those dates are out, we can get things start getting things booked up and lined up, and try to get again do what I did last year and try to get to all of the tracks prior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to get some setups again to share with the team and everybody who's going. Obviously, for me, it's going to be a lot of running as soon as the weather's good outdoors, because I've got a lot of learning to do with the new cars as well. So, then obviously, our new cars are due. I think the two wheels due November, and the four wheel will be a week or two after that, I think. So, the 24 spec cars will be ready then, I believe. Then whole load of more learning. I believe a lot of changes in the two wheel from X-ray this 24 spec four wheel. I'm not sure they'll change too much, but we'll find out in less than a month, I think.
Yeah.
So you guys got your new cars coming yet?
By the time the listeners listen to this, we will have I'll have my new car. I don't think Jerry's jumping on that train yet, because you're not doing any two-wheel drive this winter, are you, Jerry? So
no two-wheel drive
for me. No real point for him at the moment. But
four-wheel and truck, Joey?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah.
Where I can.
Cool. And then you'll have yours, won't you? Are you going for both cars, Martin? Are you
I'm going for both cars. The dirt spec is delayed a little bit at the moment. They're just waiting for some bits. So I've just got the carpet or the mud car coming. So looking forward to it. It's a new car. It's something new to build, even though it's kind of will go together basically almost the same. But it's got some cool new features on it. So
who doesn't love new car, dear man?
Exactly. 100%. And I mean, as you know, I hate racing on carpet. I have no desire to really do it. But when I get the new car, I'll probably go to Caldecott and race on a Friday night, do a little bit of carpet racing, but I won't enjoy it and I'll bitch and moan the whole time. But I just struggle with it, because in my opinion, it's very 2D, where when you go racing outdoors on an Astro track, there's bumps. It's more 3D racing, in my opinion. Not knocking carpet. We're lucky. We have lots of clubs in the country that you can go race carpet on. I mean, Neem was 12 heats, did I see?
Yeah, 12 heats. Yeah, and I have to give a big shout out to those guys that they've done a pretty good layout. It was fast. Yeah. It was fast section, but the lap times were still, 17 seconds for the I mean, I think a few guys got into the 16s, but high 16s. So if you can have a 16-17 second lap off your fastest guys indoors on carpet, I think that's a pretty solid layout.
Yeah, it is, and Junction 16's filled up, I believe, and MKGP's had a huge amount of entries, so carpet racing is looking good. I just don't like it, but that's
I'll be honest, it's my least favorite as well. So I think that's why Worksop's so popular as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, Worksop, I'm a newbie to Worksop. Jerry's done it a bit, and he always kept saying, oh, come and have a go. And I'll be like, nah, it's just the locals will destroy everybody there. And, it's a real local advantage. Well, it's not, because the results were kind of, at that first round, I know it's a bit different because it was warm. But the results were all over the place.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
And I mean, I had an awful day, broke the car loads. I mean, Joey, in his final, I'm still convinced somebody else had his controller.
It was like a different man up there, wasn't he?
I looked at his times, and it would have put, like, he'd have finished, like, eighth in the A.
Yeah, I even paid him a compliment, and I don't like doing that to Joey very often. I messaged him privately and said, you drove really well, mate. Well done. And I don't usually like doing that, just like giving Joey shit normally. So.
And then he put, we're going to sign you for X-ray, don't worry. that's all it was. He was just trying to poach me more than anything. He
gave you a compliment. They're not desperate.
This is true. but they've got Craig Gibson. What more can they need?
Exactly. But yeah, it was real good, and like credit where credit's due, and I'm not biased because I like racing anywhere really, but I thought the atmosphere there was really good that day at Worksop. I thought it was real. Like everyone was joking. Didn't matter who you drove for. Everyone was having a laugh. It was, you know, a really good atmosphere. So.
It was, yeah. And it was super competitive as well. Again, probably one of the most competitive workshops I've ever done.
I wouldn't know when you finished one round of qualifying. I was about as competitive as them. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. It's. I mean, I do think workshop is hard on cars because the features are so big. So if you just get it wrong a little bit, it's amplified because it's coming down from a higher height, isn't it, really? So. But yeah, I love it. If I could only race, if the only racing I did indoors was Worksop, I'd be happy. But I do like to go and do Neem. For me, do a great winter series. They always do good layouts. And the atmosphere again is always great banter. So it was good, really good. I really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it.
Good.
So yeah. Are you what you doing? Enjoy? Are you just doing Worksop this winter?
I'm going to try and do some Telford and Stotfold as well.
Outdoor series, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Good. They seem to...
Man-racing.
Yeah, too cool for me.
Yeah. Hence why we said man-racing.
I agree. That's fine. they seem to be getting decent numbers at Stotfold though as well, as I've noticed.
They do even on their like club days, Sundays, and even Wednesday nights that they run in the summer. Decent numbers.
Yeah. Good.
I used to be really good friends with a guy at race at Stotfold, but he changed brands. So contrary to what I said earlier, I don't like him anymore. You know what I'm on about.
I know who you're on about. That's how I know they've been busy because he's been messaging.
yeah. No, he's they're doing a cracking job there, and hopefully we'll be back there for a national because I know you like racing there, Ryan.
Do and get some practice in there, mate. Why don't we make some nationals just further away from where I live? Just keep making them further away. It's no problem.
Wow, they might not be. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I know. Go on.
I said we'll know in due course where we're going. Even I don't know. Because obviously we haven't, the applications have to be in by Friday, so.
I'd be happy with three nationals at Robin Hood, one on the Carpetty track, one on the Astro. Then we go to Boughton, because obviously Boughton's the leveller. Stotfold, of course. Telford, possibly. And then got a choice on the last track, to be fair. But yeah, if they apply, happy days.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I just think I'm not bothered where we go. Really don't. Just want to get the dates out so we can get things booked in with the family and the, so we're not getting double booked. That's a big thing for me. If the dates are out, then we'll race wherever we'll race, and the winners will be the ones who win on the day, won't they? The fastest guys will always be the fastest guys, no matter where we go.
So, yeah, I mean, I could really do the dates ASAP because my wife's trying to book our honeymoon and she wants to go in April.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to know ASAP.
Who sorts the dates out, Joey?
I don't know.
Well, ask your dad. So
you think I haven't already asked? Mm.
He won't tell you because he doesn't like you, like the rest of us.
Pretty much.
So yeah, okay, well, no, that's good. Well, I think that's Ryan's racing coverage for next year. Ryan's team change. Ryan, did you just play professional rugby?
Oh, once upon a time. Not for very long.
I heard that story.
doesn't your brother still play, and is any better than you? He's not going to listen to this, but...
No, he's not. He doesn't play anymore, but he was better than me, yes. And I was at a wedding yesterday with all the lads who I used to play with, and some of them I haven't seen for 3 or 4 years. So it got very messy very quickly. So it's been a very long day at work today. It was good, though. It was good to catch up with all those guys. And, you know, the banter is very similar to what we have when we race, as to what, you know, just constantly take the piss out of each other. And that's, for me, as much of the fun as the race itself as well. So it's good banter. It's good.
Wouldn't have it any other way, would we?
No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't. So what else is new with you two? Anything wild and wonderful?
Well, I got a list of things here we can talk about. So
we'll
go through them. We'll start at the top one. This weekend, BRC AGM.
Indeed.
I can't be asked to go, but, you know, apparently I have to. no, it should be good. We got quite a bit. There's nothing really earth-shattering rule proposal-wise, just a few word changes and stuff and a few other things. But it's, yeah, it's one of those things. Last year was hard work. Hopefully this year it'll be a lot easier. And it'll last about 2 hours, and then I can go to the pub and drink and eat.
That sounds like my idea.
But, you know, if you're in the area, it's at Longbridge on the starts at, I think, 9:30 Sunday morning. You know, and the for the first time, I believe the meeting will actually be streamed.
Yes, I noticed that, yeah.
Some are doing, like, streaming and you can vote. But there's a few things we want to tweak on that before we maybe get to that level. I think we will eventually, but there's a few things that we just want to look at before we kind of step into that. So there's a few other sections that are actually trialing it on Sunday, and we'll see how they get on.
I'm kind of contradicting myself a little bit, but the same applies to last year. If you want to see change, go to the meeting. Don't bitch about it 6 weeks later because your ideas were not, you know, highlighted or some shit like that. I unfortunately have prior engagement, so I can't go. But, you know, it's you want to see, you know, a different tire, or, you know, you want to see a ban on Ryan Clark driving an extra, I don't know. It's just turn up and actually, wow, you know, voice your opinions and all that jazz instead of hiding behind your keyboard at home and bitching about it for 6 weeks and just making a bell end of yourselves.
You went last year. If you weren't going to a wedding, you'd be going.
If I didn't have prior engagement, I'd be there.
Yeah. So
more importantly, just to wind you up even more. But
well, that's the thing. See, I'm in that great position that you can wind me up all you want. Anyone can come to the meeting and they can say what they want and they can give any opinion. But at the end of the day, if you think you can do better, step up and do it. Because the door is always open to that one. You know, it's a role that I do because at the time no one else wanted to do it. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy it sometimes. Sometimes I hate it, as you guys know well. You probably hear me rant more than anyone. But you know, it's one of those things that if someone comes to a meeting and goes, you know what, I can do it better, crack on, please. I can just go back to being really rubbish at racing. So
I mean, I don't say this because, you know, you're a really good friend, blah blah blah, but when you took the chairman's role, you had some pretty big shoes to fill. I mean, Paul had been doing it for so long, you know, and things were done though in that way, and you know, you've come in, you've done your bit, and I see positive direction.
Yeah. It's somewhat there. It's not how I want it yet, but it's getting there.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would disagree with that statement. You know, like, it's quite evident. Just look at numbers. for nationals. Straight away, that's the easiest way to sort of monitor how things are going. And it was pretty much full last year, wasn't it? Every race, every two-wheel, four-wheel, it was chocker.
But I think we're really lucky because we have, and I know not to say we have a good set of guys or girls and youngsters that want to race RC cars at a national level. And they're all well-behaved and they're all good to race with. And we're really lucky. We have a good core amount of racers. So,
but you've also got a good team in your back pocket.
And the team is, you know, as Ryan will tell you, with rugby and anything, the team around you is the most important thing.
And then Bogan, but there we go.
Hey, leave that man alone.
We love Bowden, really.
We do, even if he does do another podcast.
But again, like you say, you know, you've got to have a good foundation in place to grow and, you know.
Exactly. No, it's going good. And that kind of leads me on to next one, F gradings. People are still waiting for them. Just a little bit of an update on that. Joey's dad is doing the F gradings. He's doing an amazing job, but they are taking a while because it's the first time we've done them. And we're just trying to find a better way so that in the future they can be done a lot quicker. And we're just, you know, we've not done them before. So John's double, triple checking what he's doing because he wants them to be right first time. And I don't blame him.
He's got a day job as well.
And he has a day job. Yeah, a lot of people forget we have day jobs, you know. And Paul, who did
it before, look after Joey as well.
Yeah, he has to wipe Joey's bottom. You know, and Paul, when he did them before, you know, Paul was retired, so he had a lot more time and he'd done it 27 million times. But, you know, Paul decided that he wanted a break from it and it was very well deserved. And John, and he didn't even have to, he put his hand up and said, I'll do it. So they will be out. And as soon as they're out, you know, we'll slap them everywhere. But, you know, they'll still be out
there until the first national anyway.
Exactly. I mean, you can get, you know, if you ask your regional reps, they can usually give you a rough idea of where you are. But, you know, for the final, you need to wait till John's done them. But as you said, Joey, there, you know, we definitely need them for nationals. But, you know, and we're going to work with the BRC and see if there's not a way that maybe we could perhaps get them. Get your F grading attached to your membership, so when you enter nationals, the F grading's there.
Yeah, and, you know, and save a little bit of legwork for you guys.
Exactly,
Also help in like regionals and other sort of bigger meetings as well. You know, someone you may not know.
Yeah,
you know, is an F2, but you know to put them in a heat with other F2s.
You know, in an ideal situation, it'd be really nice. You get to the end of the year, our regional reps can go somewhere on the BRC website, type the results in, and in the background, it'll work it all out for itself. That's what we're trying to do, to get it so it's more automated. So just bear with us, but it is in hand. So that was F gradings. Then obviously a little bit of team news, as we spoke earlier. Ryan, you have a new teammate with Mr. Ronafolk at X-Ray. I noticed he raced the weekend. And I think he comes second, but he'd only built the cars like on the Thursday or something silly like that. So
yeah. Well, same as me, but I took the win, didn't I?
Well, that's it. I mean, he's just gonna have to he's just gonna have to contact you for a decent
start. I was gonna say that's no excuse. Ryan built them and then turned up to win. So, you know, and Ongaro did the same at the Worlds.
I'm sure
Ronafolk will get it. They'll get it just right, just in time. I've just seen that he's booked in for the EOS at Han at the end of the month as well.
Yeah, it's going to be good to see him doing more 10th. That's cracking.
I agree. Yeah, I really, really, really agree with that. I think, you know, you don't get as many European championships as him in 10th if you're not good at it.
Exactly. No, it's good. So there was him, and then like going to maybe other signings. Your good friend Ryan, Mr. Moritz, signed for S Works.
He did, yeah, he did.
So
I think like you say they're having
Mr. Young having LRP. A push. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he just was fancying a change, and gone to S-Works, who, like I say, who I think are trying to grow their brand in 10th and take on more drivers. So that'll be interesting.
Do you think he would have changed his opinion if he knew Alan O'Brien was joining?
Ooh, quite possibly.
But yeah, Alan as well. He's gone to S-Works.
He has, yeah.
So which he'll do all right there. And
I think so too. Yeah.
Again, he was. We all take the mickey out of him, but he was at Schumacher for a long time. You know,
he was. I
think fancied a change, and again did it the right way, and there we go. And then Schumacher signed Archie Bowman.
Yep,
I saw three or four days ago. So he went to Associated and has come back, which is you know, he has got some pace, that lad.
Yeah, he's fast, man. He is fast.
Well, he keeps it on all four wheels. Bless him. That'll come with time.
Archie man.
I can't wait to hear that at Nationals again.
We heard it in the... Because he was right there with us three in the four-wheel final. And then he just about... I'd say probably about a minute and a half in, he just cased the big double at the back. And we heard it then. But yeah, you know, I think... There's been a few people jumping around and changing, and you always get it this time of year, I suppose, don't you?
And then
you've been looking after. Go on.
No, it's okay. You go.
I was going to say you've been looking after him. You've been helping him out.
Absolutely not. He's way faster than me, so he doesn't need my help. No, I'm sure he can. Simon and Ben and Matt and all that—they're the guys to go to. I'm just good at helping if you like need a drink or something, you know. need me to go to Starbucks. I think that's what I spent most of my time doing at the Worlds. Go to Starbucks.
You're the man.
Drink. Yeah, that's it. That's all. Don't touch the cars. Go to Starbucks. So, yeah. Did anybody watch the Masters of Dirt from Florida the weekend?
I did. I watched all of it. And talking about a 3D track. Wow.
How hard did that back like mountain look?
Yeah.
So difficult.
When you're watching some of the world's best go and drive it around for 5 minutes.
Wow, did you see how long the finals were? They were like 9 minutes long.
Yeah. Brutal. Like, yeah.
Brutal. Brutal. Right? I to be fair, I only saw the two wheel drive final, which Fenn just like said, yeah, see you later, I'm going.
Yeah. What about Rifkin qualified in the D main in four wheel because he broke in two out of the three qualifiers?
Yeah.
And then made it all the way to finish second in the A final.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
The kid's a talent, you know. He's very much so. Very much so. But then, to be fair, Brock had him in two wheel drive pretty good.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
You know, they were racing pretty hard together without touching each other, without taking each other out. But the LD3, I thought Brock's LD3 dirt car looked really good going around there.
Yeah, it's like I say, on a layout which was brutally hard. So
yeah,
any of them getting it around there were doing a good job.
Yeah, it looked brutal. But yeah, it's quite good to watch. And then we have Florida Carpet Champs in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's not long. I was speaking to Michael actually because I'm over in I fly to Warsaw with work in a few weeks, and I messaged him saying, "Are you around? We'll have a catch up." And he thinks he's going to be there for maybe one day while I'm there, and then he flies off.
Then he goes to Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. So. That's always good.
I mean, it's a good race. I quite like the like one lap shootout they do. I think that's quite, or the three. It's like three laps, isn't it?
Yeah, that's cool.
They're on the track on their own.
Yeah, that's quite, and just get after it. Do we know if there's many Brits going over or not?
I don't think we have any going over.
Oh, really? None at all?
Which is a bit of a shame, but I think because obviously it's a world year and a lot of teams, you know, that
is an expensive
event. Yeah. So I think a lot of the teams are maybe looking to next year, you know, to Euros and Euros warm-ups and EOSs and things like that. So we will see. Yeah, it's a shame, but that's, you know, you can't do it all. And I know a couple of the guys, if you said, would you have rather gone to the Worlds or the Carpet Champs, it would have definitely been the Worlds. So,
of course, yeah.
So, you know, that was it. I need to stop saying because Alex Carter will tell me off for that. I'm trying to think what else is exciting in the world of RC that's new. I mean, I don't really know any gossip. Not that I could say on here anyway. What about you, Jerry? Are you so when your next race is Worksop, you didn't race since the last Worksop?
No.
No.
Okay. No, it will be Worksop for me next.
I went to Mendip on Sunday and did a good job of coming second.
Did you? Two-wheel, four-wheel?
Four-wheel.
Four-wheel. Who took the win?
Keith Halsey did.
He
took the first two rounds of qualifying. I took the third round of qualifying. Then he took the first two legs and I took the third leg. And Stuart Ball, who is our regional rep down here, beat Harry Mears, which was quite interesting.
Harry is certainly in for a shock when he turns up to Worksop in a couple of weeks.
Oh, it's good. Well, it's not just Harry coming. Ryan Lees is coming. Dan Vickers is coming. So they've never raced there. It's going to be an eye opener.
Is Baldilocks coming? Is he decided yet?
No, he's not coming. His wife won't let him. But the thing is, for Worksop, I always and I didn't do it, but whenever there's someone new there, it's always great to watch them at the end of the straight for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
So they either go into the wall, just spin round, or just go hugely way too fast. It's always a mess.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the grip's like it was at the first round, because the temperature's obviously plummeted, first and foremost.
Because they painted the floor, if that gave it a little bit of grip, the new lines.
Yeah, well, I think they had to like industrially clean the floor, didn't they? So maybe they've took the... But I also think it's probably going to depend on what events they've had on between the first round and the second round. So if they've had weddings and stuff getting spilt here and everywhere. But we'll see. It'll be good. I'll be looking forward to it again. Hopefully it's as competitive again. But it'll be good to see Harry and Ash as well. Catch up with them. Ryan Lees has got probably one of the best L1Rs he could have bought.
Oh yeah, he did.
He got a good deal though, so he'll be happy.
Yeah, I mean, I said to him, it's never gone fast, so it'll be all right.
Well, that's true. I mean, these new ones are going pretty fast though. So what does that say?
They are. No, that's pretty good. We'll see how you do outside.
We will. We will indeed.
Although you did beat me last year quite a lot. I think I got my own back on you at Torch.
Mendip.
And Mendip.
Yeah.
Doesn't count as home track. Doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, home tracks don't count, apparently. Nope. I mean, imagine, Jerry, if you had the F2, 3, 4s, and 5s at your home track and didn't make the podium both days. Just imagine it.
Speaks volumes.
Just imagine.
I mean, I didn't do that when it was at Mendip.
Ryan. No, you can make it worse if you win a leg and still don't make it to the podium.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't shouting at you at all when watching the results.
Oh, yeah. It was good, though. You know, it is for us up here to have a meeting like that. It was brilliant. It was brilliant. And all of the feedback with comments were good. Nothing that we don't know about was brought up. And I thought that the layouts were good both days. I will say that because I designed both the layouts. Yeah. Still didn't win, but it was only like the second time I'd been there all year. So
did David Snead take you out?
No, he took Alan out, but that was brilliant.
It was just Alan. I mean, Alan's not still bitter about it at all.
No, not at all. I mean, Dave was trying to take me out this weekend, but he wasn't fast enough. So he couldn't quite manage that one. So I love Snead. We have great banter. Great banter.
Oh, he's great. And he's made
ridiculously fast.
Yep. You don't make a European A final for nothing.
No. And if he raced a bit more, he would he would be, I have no question that he would be right back in the mix at the sharp end.
Yeah.
Now he's got himself some new binoculars as well, so he can see the far side of the track, which is obviously a plus.
Has he fixed those turnbuckles yet?
No, he hasn't replaced that rusty screw yet either.
Oh, Dave.
He was too busy fixing the reverse gear that he stripped, that he obviously hadn't looked after and maintained.
So he gets all these fancy turnbuckles, but still doesn't know how to maintain. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, sounds a bit like you, really.
What's his name? Aidan Burke.
No, because Dave Sneed would actually put his car together himself. Anyway, Ooh. Joey, stop picking on people. You're getting in trouble.
Oh, God forbid. Snowflakes everywhere.
Raining from the sky.
If people haven't learnt by now that I am the most unmalicious person in the world, then they really need to grow a pair.
And the biggest twat I know.
Well, yeah, this is true. I mean, even my own father will tell you that. You know.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't like you either.
No, he doesn't. Hence why he's probably going to put the first national on the day of my honeymoon. Just so he doesn't have to take me.
Exactly, exactly. So who do we think we're going to see any new people into A finals next year at nationals? Do you think we're going to...
I think we'll see some people make more.
Okay,
I think young Dan Poole will make a lot more.
Yeah.
I think Tom Phipps, Lewis Hopkins, I think they're going to make more as well.
Yeah.
New people, who's kind of been on the bubble?
It's a good one.
You know, I think Nathan Rawls was BQ man for quite a few.
Yeah, but he's not doing nationals, and he's made A finals before. Yeah, nothing is someone new that's never made an A.
You know what? So we can't... I'm going to say it.
Go on.
Ryan Clark. It's going to nip a 10th somewhere.
I don't think so. Won't be for a lack of trying.
You went to Nîmes with a fresh new car and you beat Johnny Skidmore and Daniel Ball.
Yeah. And Dave Sneed, don't forget about him. I beat him as well. Both classes.
I've beaten Dave Sneed.
Yeah, in fact, I beat him. I beat him this year at some nationals because he was rubbish. But obviously, he's classic. Now we know why.
I tell you who I think could make one.
Yeah.
Oliver Natras.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good shout.
If he keeps improving the way he is, he is rapid.
Do you know who rapid. I think is going to make one? Here's my prediction. Hardy Eldridge.
Yeah.
Because she is knocking on the door of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this will be the year she does it. I really do. Yeah. And maybe Aaron Nash.
Yeah. Yeah, Aaron is rapid. Rapid.
So that's kind of my two predictions of people that might do it that haven't done it.
I'd like to see Smithy win again.
Yeah.
I think everybody would.
That would be something insane.
He's found another level at the moment, I think.
He's a bit of an alien at the moment. This weekend at Nîmes, nobody was touching him in two-wheel. Nobody really. From the start, he was well up the road. Very fast. Very, very fast.
Yeah,
and he's just a great kid as well, isn't he? So I've got all the time in the world from him and his dad.
Yeah, he's all right. He's dribbling on your arm on an airplane.
He's all right until you pinch his Harry Bows, and then he's not happy. Big sigh.
No.
But yeah, and then I don't know anybody else who knocking on the door.
Yeah, no, it's funny, I'm just looking at the results here, and, you know, I think that's a good example. I mean, it's not going to be me, and it ain't going to be Joey.
It's not going to be me either, so...
Hey, you watch my folder, I found at Worksop, anything can happen.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut some days, boys.
That is true, but Joey was going to beat me this year at Nationals, and he didn't.
Oh,
hey, I've been you at Worksop. That's all that counts.
I think I'd still take Nationals over anything, right? But you clutch at those, you clutch at those straws when you got your rain assist F2.
What do you mean rain assist F2?
Rain assist F2.
No, I'd already got F2 at that point. Don't worry.
But I think the 95 points you scored at Torch did help, because up until then your best score was 79.
All right, sorry. Did you make a B final or something at your home track?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I made a C. Well, no, I made still... a D. Actually, I made a D.
Well,
I scored 100 points and it.
Do we think there's going to be any racers don't race Nationals? Like any of the top guys? Maybe.
Well, Nathan Rules is the only one that has said he's not going to. I don't know if Matthew Peters, what he's doing as far as university-wise.
Yeah, because he's moving up to Durham University, I think, up near me. Yeah. So just another rapid youngster to try and do anything with up here at race meetings when he does get here.
Yeah, yeah. But looking at sort of the top 20, there's no names there that I've been told aren't, but you never know. Who knows?
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at Danny and Ellis's decision, that didn't start until sort of two Nationals in. So,
yeah.
Still plenty of time.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I don't think there's anybody else. And I don't want anybody else to not go as well. The National Series last year was awesome, and everybody was good banter. The morale was good from everyone everywhere. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
Do you think maybe the following year going to the Worlds in Australia on a bit of dirt?
That would be awesome. Imagine that. I've not been out there for a very, very long time. I'd love to go back, but again, time off and costs, it'll be astronomical to go there, especially the exchange rate's not great out there at the moment either, so it'll be pricey to do a week out there, that's for sure, because you're not going to be able to just go for a week either when you've got a 20 hour flight, so
no.
You know, but outdoors on dirt, that's pretty cool.
No, it's good. What else have I got on my list? None of us are doing it, but those that have entered MKGP should find out whether they were successful on the 3rd of November. So,
if your face fits.
Wow. Joey loves racing on carpet in a shopping centre, don't you?
Nope.
Nope.
I'd rather go shopping.
I enjoyed it the few times I did it. Last year was good fun. I just, again, I'm too slow for that carpet stuff. But it was a fun event. Anyway, so those will be coming out soon for those that are registered. And there's that. That's it, really. Can't really think of anything else to talk about. Anything you can think of, Mr. Rai Rai?
No, I think I covered most things. Yeah, of course. Yeah, just get ready for the next race meetings, I suppose.
Cool. Okay. All right, well, we'll finish it there. And this week, as you're the guest, Ryan, you can thank your sponsors.
Well, thank you. I'm going to make sure I get this right. So thank you to X-Ray, to X-Ray UK, to RC Disco, to Greg, and obviously to Jürgen at LRP. And just a massive shout-out to all the people who have helped us since I've moved over, so everybody who's been involved with X-Ray. Special shout out go to Johnny and John Skidmore. They've helped us out massively with setups, etc., along with Ben Stevenson as well from up here in the Northeast, and obviously Brian and Harley. So yeah, thanks to those guys. Like I say, steep learning curve, but we're going in the right direction.
Excellent. Thank you, Ryan. I guess Matthew Thompson's dead to you now.
Well, yeah, basically.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Since I've moved, it's 2-1 to me as well. So you need to get his skates on.
Poor Matthew.
All banter.
He's had a, I hope he has a better year next year. He's had a, not a great year this year with his.
I know he had sunburn once, and then he was tired once as well. So
he had tummy ache.
He's had a tough time, honey. Had a tough time. But and Johnny John Field as well. We have been having some serious banter as well. So that's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, but he's easy to take a piss out. He drives touring cars.
I love Johnny's race reports though.
They're awesome. They're the best. They're the best.
They are the standard everybody should be at. They are incredible to read sometimes.
I love it when he goes on. When his dad was coming in, he was taking, describing his packed lunch and everything. Awesome. Awesome.
His mum had made ham sandwiches or something. The detail. I mean, yeah, okay, he races touring car, but it's Drumfield. We love Drumfield.
We do.
You do. Absolutely love Drumfield.
Excellent. Well, we'll wrap this up. Obviously, the two people that listened to it, I hope you enjoyed it.
Indeed.
I'm sure we'll be back.
I don't know that.
Then my Alexa's now trying to finish the show. Anyway, we will...
Standard woman butting in.
Exactly. We might even do a show next week, Joey, and talk about what came from the AGM.
Ooh.
Or
I'm sure I'll hear all about it.
Or I may have just had enough by then of RC racing and you'll never hear from me again. I'm sure there's plenty out there that would love that. Anyway, most of them live in the Southwest. Boom. Right. Thank you very much, guys. And we will talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.
Will do. Thanks for having us, guys. See you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.